In Indonesia's Aceh province, a dangerous and exhausting journey has finally come to an end. These Rohingya refugees are finally safe. Intending to reach Malaysia, their perilous journey saw them stranded in Indonesian waters for days. For now, they're staying in an empty government building in northern Aceh.
They are our fellow Muslims, so we aren't going to complain about having them here.
Overnight, a Navy vessel pulled their boat to shore, an effort that was complicated by strong waves and heavy winds. Representatives from the UNHCR and local NGOs waited anxiously for their arrival, ready to assist.
The first thing we need to do is check their health, give them food and drink after their days stranded at sea.
47 children and 50 women are among those rescued from the damaged vessel. Local fishermen from the town of Biren first spotted the ship on Sunday near the coast of Aceh and immediately tried to assist them. Some locals said they felt solidarity with those on board as the plight of the Rohingya reminded them of Aceh's own struggles.
People here have experienced needing help from other countries. We can never forget what our situation was like when we were hit by the tsunami.
Although it took days for the government to confirm it would allow the refugees to disembark in Indonesia, the UNHCR has thanked them, saying they'd saved lives. In a statement, the UNHCR said it was grateful to Indonesia for once again proving its humanitarian spirit. It also praised Indonesian authorities for, it said, setting an example by once again assisting Rohingya refugees in distress at sea. Human rights groups have also welcomed Indonesia's decision, but said the process should be improved so rescues can be faster.
So I think by improving this presidential regulation on the operational level, I think there won't be confusion anymore in the future, and there should be a quicker decision to help people in dangers at sea.
Indonesia regards itself as only a transit country where refugees cannot permanently resettle. So for these Rohingya, the danger is over for now, but the uncertainty remains as to what their future holds. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.